In the last 20 years, as China has emerged from the political turmoil of Maoism, living standards have risen and the Chinese people have turned their backs on politics and ideology. But propaganda still plays a large role in Chinese life, even if most people there don't listen to it. Last night, Chinese President Jiang Zemin spoke to heads of propaganda units from around the country. NPR's Rob Gifford watched the speech in Beijing and has this report.
Since the days of Chairman Mao, each Chinese work unit has had a propaganda department. This is the group of often despised people found in every government office or factory who make sure workers toe the right political line. Last night, Chinese President Jiang Zemin addressed the provincial propaganda department heads. The message? That he would continue to advocate Marxism as a guiding philosophy and constantly to educate the Chinese people with Marxism-Leninism and Mao Zedong thought. That's not a message that goes down too well these days with the Mercedes-driving, stock-trading, internet-surfing new Chinese. As one Beijinger commented today, if we're not ignoring it, we're laughing at it. The central government is aware that there's a rift between communist ideology and the reality of modern China. Realizing that the word propaganda doesn't conjure up the right image internationally, Beijing decided that all propaganda departments should now be called publicity departments. But such window dressing will not solve the party's problems. Jiang's exhortations to honesty and selflessness last night are not likely to be heeded. The party is riddled with corruption that the leaders are unable to control, despite the best efforts of the propaganda chiefs. And with the slowdown of the economy, people are becoming more angry at officials lining their pockets. So, in amongst the Marxist rhetoric, Jiang clearly stated the one thing he knows the party needs if it's to survive. Development holds the key, he said, to resolving the difficulties China faces. But more importantly, he added, development holds the key to ensuring Chinese people's faith and confidence in the future of socialism. Essentially, the Chinese president was saying what every propaganda chief in the audience already knew. Lacking ideological legitimacy, the party now depends on the economy for its survival. If the economy slows too much, the Chinese people could find a new and perhaps dangerous interest in politics. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.